put your hands in the air. One time, throw your hands in the air. One time, hey. Hey, put your hands in the air. Two times, throw your hands in the air. Two times, two six. Put your hands in the air. Three times, throw your hands in the air. Three times, hey. Hey, put your hands in the air. Four times, throw your motherfucking hands up. And sing.
Roll up and smoke my sins away. I like to go to Saint-Tropez. Maybe I go, maybe I stay. Maybe I stay. She asked me if I'm scared to fly. To tell the truth, I'm terrified.
I never been that high before.
Every reason not to go.
I know. I know, sing.
He's on his way, he's about to get paid. He's on his way to Hollywood, huh. He's on his way, he's about to get paid. He's on his way to Hollywood. Show him the way, he's about to get paid. He's on his way to Hollywood. He's on his way, he's about to get paid.
He's on his way. In front of the door, I showed you my scars. And I told you, I'm all out. We had water, and this is a bar that I came for. No, I wanted more, but that was before. Lord knows it's all. So I cry from the corner of my eye. Baby, it's been hard for me to smile. Lately, it's been hard for me to smile. Lately, it's been hard for me to smile. Lately, it's been hard for me to smile. Fairville shit, listen. Hey, put your hands in the air. One time, throw your hands in the air. One time, up top. Put your hands in the air. Two times, throw your motherfucking hands in the air. Yeah. Feeling all right, man? Make some motherfucking noise one time. This shit crazy, man. Y'all don't even realize this shit is like... This shit is unreal, man. Let me talk to y'all for a second. I want to talk to y'all because it's cool for me to come out here tonight. It's just an honor to even be able to fucking... sell out the crown and shit and come back home, and this shit is retarded in itself. I appreciate y'all. Thank you, man. But it's one thing for me to come out here tonight and just perform the whole album for y'all. That's already amazing. Thank y'all for letting me do that shit. You know what I mean? That's already crazy. Niggas don't do that type of shit, perform their whole albums. But it's one thing to just come and do the songs. That's cool. I love doing that. I do that every day of my life. But me personally, I like to use the shows as an opportunity that I don't never really get like that. But I love to do it. And that's the opportunity to come here and speak directly to y'all and have y'all feel every word that I'm fucking saying to you. That's what I like to do. So right now, I want to talk to y'all about this song right here that I just did. The name of that song is called Saint-Tropez, right? That's the name of that song, Saint-Tropez. But if I'm being honest with y'all, if I'm keeping it funky, if I'm being real, if I'm keeping it 100, or if I'm keeping it 400, how my nigga YG 400 be fucking saying. He love YG, look at him. All right? If I'm being real, then the truth is, I don't even know where the fuck Saint-Tropez is at. I don't know where it's at. I don't,
give a fuck. When I talk about Saint-Tropez in this song, what I do know about Saint-Tropez is it seems like the type of place that really rich people go to when they got a lot of fucking money and they want a vacation and be on a yacht with champagne glasses and bikinis. It seemed like that type of place. But when I talk about it on this song, it's just a metaphor. What this song is about, and y'all gonna feel me. Y'all gonna feel me, cause I'm home, and y'all gonna feel me. What this song is about, and a lot of people don't understand this, cause I be doing shows in New York, Los Angeles, you know, fucking Chicago, big ass cities. So they don't feel me. They don't know what it's like to be somebody that's from a small town, a place like Fayetteville, you know what I mean? They don't know what it's like. They can't really relate to that shit. So what I'm trying to explain to them is, when I'm talking about Saint-Tropez on this song, it's just a metaphor. We grow up our whole lives watching TV, looking at the movies, seeing places like what? Like Paris, London, England, Saint-Tropez, New York City, Chicago, LA, right? And as a kid from Fayetteville, what do we tell ourselves? Man, one day I'ma go there. One day I'ma go there, right? But what ends up happening? A lot of times, because we come from a small town, what happens? We suffer from what we call a small town mentality. Now, what does that mean? That means we grow up our whole life seeing these places, and we tell ourselves we're gonna go, but as we grow up, we get way too comfortable in our comfort zone, right? And we too afraid to leave, right? That's why so many people ain't really stepping out the city like that. They too afraid to go, right? So what I'm talking about on this song is trying to give y'all insight to the mentality that I had to overcome. If you know anything about my story, you know when I turned 18, I said, fuck this shit. I moved all the way to New York City. I ain't know nobody in fucking New York. But I left. I left the Ville and I went to New York. I took a leap of faith. Fast forward, the rest is history. Right now, listen, I wanna take a break from doing all this album shit. And I wanna perform a song that only those people that's been fucking with me from day one is gonna fuck with. I don't know how many people in here have been fucking with me.